seventh pack of Erev and Mishnah Beis, we learn the halacha of two chaseiros that are next to one another, and we learned previously that if there's a wall between the two of them, they have to make separate eruvim, unless there's a breach in the wall, or there's a window in the wall which is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. If there's no wall between the two of them, then they must make one communal eruv, because it's considered one big chaser. The klesha shebein shtei chaseiros gavoya asara v'rochav arba. If you have a wall which is in between two chaseiros, which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. Yeah. Now the truth is that even if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, as long as it's 10 tefachim tall, it's considered a full-fledged mechitza, and therefore ma'avim shnayim ve'im ma'avim echad, each one has to make an independent area because they're divided by a mechitza. The reason why it says that it's wide, 4 tefachim wide, even though it has nothing to do with that, it has to do with the fact that it's 10 tefachim high and it separates between the two chaseiros. The reason why it says 4 tefachim is for the next halacha. The next halacha in the Mishnah says, "Holy Bereishit Peiros." On top of the root of this wall, they were Peiros. Eilo oil mekan va'oichlin, ve'elo oil mekan va'oichlin, levashila yirida lamata. But either one or two chaseiros could eat on the top of the wall, but they cannot take from the top of the wall into lamata. Now, halacha lamata means into their house, because the rule is that you aren't allowed to take from one chaser to another without an eruv. You're just not to take from the chaser into the house, or from the house into the other chaser without an eruv. And therefore, halacha is like this. Since we have a wall between the two eruvim, between the two chaser, the two courtyards, so courtyard A belongs only to A, B only belongs to B. A can take from his house into his courtyard, B can take from his house into his courtyard. But now we have this wall, which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. Since it's 4 tefachim wide, it's considered an independent reshut, which belongs to both of them. It's equally shy to both of them. So that area is like a communal area between A and B, and since it belongs to A and B, and now I take from A and B into A or into B. That's the Mishnah. It can't be written Moir Lamata. So that the Mishnah has to say that it's 4 tefachim wide, because if it's 4 tefachim wide, it's considered independent chotzer. The top of the wall is an independent chotzer. That if the wall is thinner than 4 tefachim, that we learned before, that anything smaller than 4 tefachim is a makom tur, it's not considered reshus at all, and therefore you would be allowed to carry things from the roof, or more accurately, the top of this wall, into any one of the two houses that are open to this wall. Nifret ha-koyzel ad etzer amas, if the wall had a breach up to 10 amas wide, of m'shnayim v'mrotim ha-avim echad, they can make two eruvim, or if they want, they can make one eruv, because that we learned before, if there's a breach in the wall, which is a petach, mitneishut kepetach, it's like a doorway, and therefore they could be ma'ariv either separately because there is a wall, or they could be ma'ariv together since there is a breach in the wall which combines them. If the breach was more than 10 amos, that we learned before in Erevin, that a breach of more than 10 amos is considered a total breach, it's not considered petach, and as this is no wall there, since there's no wall between the two chaseiros, they must make one Erev chaseiros for all the people in both chaseiros. They cannot make independent ones for each side.